ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मनो वचो कर्णैस्तस्य साक्षात् रसं मे परिबर्हणं हि विना पुमान् महाविमोहात् श्वेतान्तपाशा न मोक्तुम् ईशे मनोवचो दृक् करणैहि तस्य साक्षात् कृतं मे परिबर्हणं हि विना पुमान्येन महाविमोहात् कृतान्तपाशान विमोक्तुमीशे मनोवचो दृक् करणैहि तस्य कृतं मे परिवर्हनं हि विना पुमान्येन महाविमोहान्तपाशान न विमोक्तुमीशे
Translation. The true activity of the sense organs, mind, sight, words, and all the knowledge gathering and working senses is to engage fully in my service. Unless his senses are thus engaged, a living entity cannot think of getting out of the great entanglement of material existence, which is exactly like Yamaraja's stringent rope.
Monovasadrik karane hitasya sakshat sitan me paribarhanam hi vinap mane jino mahabimoha kritanta pasa na vimukta hi se. So, the entanglement is made by the senses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung that sarira avidya jar jarendriya tahe ka jive phale vishaya sagar. This body is hovering of ignorance. Sarira avidyaja. Everyone has got a material body, and according to the different proportion of ignorance, this child is so funny. From 3 miles to the north. Balanam rudanam balam. This is strength of the children, crying. They can disturb the whole world. I simply by crying. So, they see, this is the body, immediately. You cannot cry. Like that. Even if you are aggrieved, you cannot cry so loudly that up to 4 miles one can hear. That is not possible. Why it is not possible? Because he has got a different body and you have got a different. Everything is going on according to the body. This is Mahabhimoha. This is going on. 8,400,000 of different forms of body. According to Mano, Vata, Drik, Koran, etc. this body, is the entanglement, and the senses are the instruments, and we are acting with the senses, and we are creating another type of body. This is going on. Padina Vidyajal Dharendriya Tahapa. Therefore, the first business is how to purify this senses. Bhakti means that. Bhakti, devotional service means purifying the senses. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, what is that verse? The body and the senses. I forget now. Indriyani pararāhu. Indriyadha paramana. Manasattu parabhujhi. These are final. This body means indriya. And finer than the indriyas is the mind. And finer than the mind is intelligence. And finer than the intelligence is the soul. Very minute part and parcel of the supreme super soul. That is also medicine. Kesadvur chatavavasya chatadhakavitasya. So, my dear, you cannot imagine Kesadvura, the tip of the hair. It is a small point. Divide into 10,000. Then you can get an idea what is the measurement of everything, measurement is there. It is not that without body. It is, there is body. And the impetus is coming from there. Intelligence is working, then mind is producing. The senses, and the senses are transforming into a growth mode. This is material existence. How finely it is. So where is the science? Vedas still do not know. Except this mode, the Atmabuddhi. Therefore, one who sticks to this body only, growth body, it is class. It's like, in our country, the Charvaka. He says, Vasya bhutasya dehasya puna puta punaragavana bhave. Why you are thinking of next birth? It is not possible. We see this gross body is burnt into ashes. Where is this? So, he is coming back again. Don't care for all these things. Live happily. Keep being in heaven and joy. Javad jive sukhana jive. This philosophy is very known. There is no mind, there is no intelligence, there is no soul, only this gross body and so long we possess this gross body, let us enjoy the senses. But this is called, it is described, Mahabhimo. This is the greatest villain. Mahabhimo. So, because people have no education, how we are existing in this material world. Vimoha. Vimura. Prakriti, how nature is working. Pratipatyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimula, vimula, mahavimula. The rascal is thinking that there is no other life, that is not. It's fact. It is very great entanglement. So, intelligent person will try to get out of these karira vidyajara jarandriya kareka. To get out of these gross senses. Senses are there. The spirit soul is a person. Person. As Krishna is person, just like the father is person, the child is also person. It cannot be otherwise. Or, if the child is a person, the father must be a person. Krishna says, aham bija pradapita. So, all living entities, we experience this, that we are all persons. Even a small insect, a small ant, it is a person. An ant is going this way, it is strong, it is struggle. Why you are stopping? That is person. It is try its best to go this way, to avoid your checking. You'll find it a practical experience. Even a small ant, it has got all the propensities. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, my phone, these propensities. Eating, sleeping, sex, and fearing. You'll find everything. Vishaya sarvata pulusya. Vishaya. Vishaya means, does not mean pleasure of this man. Vishaya means enjoyment of this sense. That is called Vishaya. Vishaya thariya serase mojiya mukhe bolo hori hori. This is in this person. That he can charm the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You can chant the holy name of the Lord purely without offense. Because if we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one such, if it is pure, then immediately becomes liberated. Asa hori name jato papa hori. Papi hai tato pap kolivare naru. Hrina is so powerful that once charging, immediately vanquishes the accumulated sinful gestures of millions of lives. Papi hai tato pap kolivare. Every papi, sinful man, is very expert in committing sinful activities. But Hrinaya is so expert, the word chanted, the papi, the sinful man, will be very old to commit sin anymore. But the difficulty is that he cannot come to the pure stage of chanting Hare Krishna Mantra due to our past habits. Our mind is disturbed. We cannot concentrate. Therefore, we have fixed up the minimum. We cannot imitate Haridasa. That is not possible. If somebody imitates Haridasa, we can see the chanting Hare Krishna and smoking chili. We can understand what is the position. The offense is great. Therefore, we should try to avoid the 10 kinds of offenses. Of course, in the beginning, the offenses will continue. chanting, or aspirations become vivified. Jesus-atmanamajanam, hava-mahadavagini-gvapanam. By chanting, repeatedly, then our, the core of heart will increase. Jesus-atmanamajanam. Then immediately, hava-mahadavagini-gvapanam, this Mahabhumoha. This is Maha. This is Bhava Mahadavadmi. This is Mahatma. That's what kind of position we are now passing through. Krishna says the same thing. Nitya Sanghara Vasmi. Vama Prapya. Nivartante. Nitya Sanghara Vasmi. So, we are aspirants who do not know what is that Nishu Sankara Vatma. We have dismissed everything, all instruction of the Shastra, all instruction of Krishna, all instruction of Guru, evaluations, all are vigilance, vigilance. There is no life after that. This is one. Ahamkara Vimudatma, this is the solution, you should understand that what is our solution. But this is going to become so dull, just like a stone, a tree, you touch it, it does not respond. But if there is life, little pinching immediately, all of it. There is a difference between life and dead man, or jaw and chetan. So long one is not conscious, it is as good as a stone or the wood. Therefore sometimes Vaishnava poets say that Amar Vid Pashanta Bolluna. Pashan hole bole. We have created such a strong heart of material existence that it does not respond. Even after suffering so much, this is our solution. So Krishna consciousness movement means to bring to the right position of consciousness. Consciousness we have got. The more it is powered, that it cannot respond. But can be brought into the proper existence, and the process is hearing. Yes. Born hearing, Krishna has given us one chance, this ears. It will properly use it. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is to be heard, hearing. Listen. It is therefore called Shruti. Vedic instruction has to be gotten from the right person to all of the perfect. Chinnatam Safata Krishna Panna Savana Pikana Vidyam Tatya Avabrani Vidunati Suhit Satam. This is the process that we should engage our ears to receive the knowledge, Vedic knowledge, very attentively. Therefore, we have to approach to the proper person, inquire and hear. Savanam kirtanam tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena seva. Not to hear like any, but paripasnena sevaya, then our knowledge will be developed. This is the process. So, mano vasa drik karane hitasya sata kitaname parivanahanahi. So we can worship the Lord by mind, by words, by seeing, all senses. Rishikesha, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti Rishikesha. Sit down. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti Rishikesha. Bhakti means Rishik. Rishik means the senses. Param. Mano, Vata. Mind is the king of the senses. So, mind is also one of the senses. Mana sasthani indriyani pratitisthani karsati. Mind and the indriyas combined together, they are trying to be happy in this material world. But there is no happiness simply study. Pratitisthani karsati. Purusha pratitistha bhunte pratitijani guna. He is hooked to the prakriti, bhumirapa malo vayavakam buddhi. Vindhāne prakriti, astadhā. We are put into this prakriti. Bhumirapa malo vayavakam buddhi. These are material. There is also mano. Mind is shackled matter. It is not safe. In this way, separated energy and the jiva, the living entity, although he is part and parcel of Krishna, he wanted to enjoy life separately or independently without Krishna. And that is called material struggle for it. Without Krishna. Therefore, he has to come to Krishna. If he wants to stop his struggle for existence, his mind and senses, then he must come to Krishna. That is the natural position. But these rascals are not taught about Krishna. But they are already in ignorance and they are kept in prison. Nothing they do, Sarsu Gatinji Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know that his real self interest is how to approach Vishnu or Krishna. Krishna, Vishnu, therefore, comes personally. Just to show his causeless mercy upon earth, to exhibit himself how he can be friend. To everyone, Sujira Sarvabhutana, Yasya Maam, Shanti Nishthiti. If you understand, if you want Shanti, then you must accept Krishna. Sujira. Loktaram Gantutamasa, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Sujira Sarvabhutana. He's friend of everyone. Therefore, he comes. He is not only friend of Arjuna. Arjuna is symbolic friend. He is instructing Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, his friend. But he is friend of everyone. Suhidana Sarvabhuta. So we must take advantage of the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. It is not meant for Arjuna is only liberated. But he is placing himself as one of us, just to take the lessons of Krishna for the benefit of the whole world. For whom he is living with Krishna's prayer, not only in one life, Bahumine Dharmani Atitani Tavata. So Arjuna is always Krishna. He cannot be in ignorance. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhaka. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Rodhika. Who is constantly living with Krishna, he has no ignorance. But he is putting himself as ignorant. It's like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is asking questions from Ravana. Does it mean that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not know Ramananda? No. Just to make us see that how we can get knowledge from hearing from the authorities. Similarly, although placing in a physical space, that ignorant. But actually, he is liberated when Arjuna is advised to practice Hatha Yoga. He says, Krishna, it is not possible. Chanchalahi mana prasna pramati balavamsa. Kaskam nigrahamamad. Vayaruva sudhusko. I cannot do this. You are frank here. All on behalf of us, he said frankly that this is impossible, at least in the Kali, to control the mind. Yoga India concept. It is not possible. Chanchala Himmana Krishna Pramati Malavandra. 5,000 years, Arjuna is denying to accept this holy process. It is not possible. I am a politician, I am a military man, I have to fight, I have to see so many things. How can I control my mind? It is not possible. So that is fact. This controlling the mind by the yogic process, by meditation, is impossible. It was possible in the Satyayuga. He did that. So many shastras, the essence of the shastra, that is the duty of the acharya, the essence of the shastra should be presented in the full and that sense. So that, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he presented himself before his guru, that guru mare mukha vyaki korila shasam. My guru found me a great rascal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not a rascal. But he presented himself as a rascal. Because we are rascals. These people of this age, they are all rascals. Therefore, he presented himself. Guru mare mukha vyaki korila shasam. My guru saw me a great rascal. Therefore, he has chastised me. And you rascal, you cannot understand Vedanta. You cannot read. Mukha tumhi nahi tumhar Vedanta odhika. You cannot read Vedanta. That means the rascals of this age, what we will understand Vedanta, will simply mislead them. Then simply mislead the person. You see, so many busy politicians, scholars, simply misleading people from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is open on the battlefield and they want to prove everything normal. In this way, people are being misled. Therefore, avoid the rascal process. To read something and interpret it in different ways. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to do that. Guru mare mukha vyaki mukha vyaki korila shasam. So, you should not try to become very learned scholar by misleading speeches of the scripture. Take the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the shastra, in Granadhi Puran. Sadhu shastra guru bhakta. Sadhu will not speak anything which is not in the shastra. That is sadhu. Sadhu cannot manifest anything. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Harinama, 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 Kevalam, Kalu Gunasi, 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 Gunasi. Chant Hare Krishna as many times as possible and be liberated. Thank you.